On behalf of the priests here at Corpus Christi, I want to extend our Easter blessings to all of you. Father Obergewich had the 7 a.m. Mass, Father Dosh had the 9 o'clock Mass, and I, as the old man, assigned myself to the later Mass because we had a late night last night after the vigil and after the receptions. So it's good that we are all here. Thousands of people will come here to Mass this morning at Corpus Christi because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You are here today because all four Gospels have stories about the empty tomb. I want you to remember that these stories do not narrate the resurrection of Jesus, nor do these stories describe the resurrection. I want you to remember that the Gospels do not explain the resurrection because it cannot be explained. The Gospels do not explain the resurrection. It's the resurrection that explains all of the Gospels. It's the resurrection that all of a sudden now makes sense of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I want you to read my bulletin article this weekend. I've written you a more of a heartfelt bulletin article. I touched briefly on why I'm here as your priest and why I didn't live my life and my plans that I had. In that bulletin article, I said that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the most eyewitnessed event in the history of the world to change the world. I want you all to remember that. This is the most eyewitnessed event to change the world forever. And I quoted C.S. Lewis, one of my favorite authors. You can research him today if you want. C.S. Lewis said this, and I'm going to say this twice. C.S. Lewis said, "The first fact of Christian history is those who say they saw the resurrected Jesus." That's the first fact of Christianity. He said, "The first fact of Christianity is those who say they saw him resurrected." Yes, our Lord appeared. And we're going to start to hear those appearance stories now during the Sunday Masses of this Easter season. Jesus appeared to the women first. He appeared to the 12. The Bible tells us that the resurrected Jesus appeared to more than 500 on the same occasion. And all who saw the resurrected Lord had a real experience. And even those who do not believe in Jesus, even those who do not believe in Jesus agree, something happened after the crucifixion that should not have happened. Something happened that was a surprise. Indeed, what happened was this: our Lord, who was dead, is now alive, never to die again. Those who saw the resurrected Jesus believed in that fact, and you who are here today believe in that fact. But there's more than that. Not only did they have a real experience of the fact that Jesus is alive, this changed their whole life. The resurrection of Jesus had dramatic consequences of how they would live afterwards. Think about it. After Good Friday, the entire church scattered. What brought that church together again so quickly? After the resurrection, the disciples went into hiding. What brought them out of hiding to all of a sudden say, we know him. Those who denied Jesus all of a sudden were ready to die for him. Why? Because they saw him alive. My message for you on this Easter Sunday is this. The fact of the resurrection of Jesus is deep in all of our hearts. But I want to ask you, what are the consequences of that resurrection in your daily lives? Like those who saw our Lord had consequences, what are the consequences of the resurrection in your daily life? How does the resurrection of Jesus give you hope when you feel like you're in darkness? Do you think about it? How does the resurrection of Jesus change how you think each day? How does the resurrection of Jesus provide for you a new prism through which you now look at everything? My dear people, our Lord is alive. All of our lives are changed as a consequence. And my prayer for you is that the resurrection of Jesus continues to work in you. That is my prayer for you as I say, Happy Easter.